I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The southern Pacific Ocean has been warming in recent weeks. The National Weather Service is predicting an El Nino weather pattern across much of the U.S. over the next 3 to 6 months. What does El Nino mean for the exceptional drought in Colorado and other states? Brad Rippey is a USDA meteorologist with the forecast.
Some fairly profound expected impacts across the United States. The odds are tilted toward a warm winter across much of the northern and western United States. So the further north and west you go, as you get up into the northern Rockies, the Pacific Northwest, the odds are tilted toward a warm winter. We are expecting our wet conditions to be across the southern tier of the country, from Southern California through the lower Southwest, the Southern Plains, along the Gulf Coast, then extending a ways up the Atlantic seaboard as far north as the mid-Atlantic states.
El Nino-produced rainfall could relieve parched conditions in many parts of the drought-stricken state, but just how much relief the region experiences depends on the strength of this year's El Nino pattern. Experts say it appears to be a weaker system than the El Nino that formed over the area in 2015 and 16. And they add that higher than average precipitation in the region is not likely to make up for all of the rainfall deficits over the past year.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.